episode 2582, How Can You Not?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope this finds you very warm as it is freezing outside and we've had an ice storm. And, well, you know what? It's just nice to be able to have an excuse to sit by the fire and not do anything. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. How can you not? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, winter storms, spring showers all bring about challenges, sometimes a little chaos too. You got ice on those twigs, you got to knock it off. Yet, if you know your talents and can respect your gifts, how can you not go after what you want? You know, it breaks my heart. I speak to hundreds of people sharing their stories with me about how their dreams have been halted or put on hold because of the daily grind, their challenges, the finances, the support. But for many of us, this is the reality. However, does it really have to be so? Many times, you can be too quick to dismiss what you really need to be going after. So let's think about a time. Yes, let's go back in time, chasing a boyfriend back in the day. Maybe you were in middle school or even a kindergartner, wink, wink, and you just had this crush on this boy. For whatever reason, nothing was going to stand in your way of chasing this boy. You wanted him right next to you. But when it comes to your dreams, your family, your career, your community, your church, you are quicker to draw the line and give up. Why? And don't tell me it's your age. It's not allowed to be the answer. It's just not. Because if you were honest with yourself, that's a great cop-out. You are made for more. That means when the challenges hit you in the face on one early morning, you take a deep breath. You reevaluate your stance and your situation, and you pivot. Where did you hear me say quit? Was it in there at all? No, take a deep breath. Man, breathing just helps. I don't care what situation you're in, take a deep breath, and if you can, do three. It's going to change, number one, how you feel. Your blood pressure's going to go down, which is usually a very good thing. And you'll have just a little space for a clear head. So that allows you to reevaluate your stance, your situation, and pivot. There was no quit in there. Sometimes what we need to go after requires a bit more volatility. That simply means you need to have your feet held to the fire. How can you not? How can you not go after this deep-seated desire? Let's say you want a warming house for your community. What is stopping you? Seriously, what is stopping you? Regulations? Too much red tape? Money? Extra hours you didn't expect? Now, these can most certainly be an issue, but do they have to be the driving factor of whether you quit or continue? Just digest that for a minute. Chew on it. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I was out yesterday doing a quick errand run. Actually, it wasn't that quick. I had to take my computer to the doctor. I don't like taking my computer to the doctor, but I got to tell you, it's fixed. And this mama is very, very, very happy. But with all of that, we have the ice storm coming in, right? It hit us today. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, everybody and their grandmas are going to be out there. And I say that now, I am a grandma, but that's for another episode. And I'm thinking, I just want to get my stuff done and get back home. Well, I was out and about. Remember, I've been feeling a little bit under the weather. By the way, I am feeling better, so thank you for your prayers. And I was stopped at the store to pick up a few things. I'm like, you know what? I really need just some protein in me. I really haven't eaten today at all, and I've been out a little bit longer than planned. So I grabbed some beef jerky. And so I opened it up, and I thought, you know what? Sometimes we just need to chew a little bit. We need to savor it. Beef jerky cannot be eaten fast. You got to chew it and enjoy it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. If you like beef jerky, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't like beef jerky, then pretend I'm not even talking about this. But we don't stop long enough to chew on our dreams. What is it really? Is this the issue that really should be holding you back from what you should be doing? Is it the driving factor of whether you quit or continue? I believe you can do anything you set your mind to. You know, like I said, today we're hunkered down because of the ice storm. Now, I could pretend that the storm makes it where I could do anything, but unless it was like the one we experienced in 2009, nothing is impossible. 2009 shut down everything. That's when we moved from north down to the south, and we had an ice storm. We moved into the house, and no more, not even 8 hours later, no electricity, absolutely freezing, and it looked like a war zone because everything was a sheet of ice. And we already had two semi-trucks waiting to come and deliver our furniture because they got there 2 days before. Yeah, we've experienced the ice storm. But you see, even that ice storm did not get in our way. It took us 4 days to unload our furniture because it was so slick. But I got to tell you, I moved from up north down south. I had the cleanest driveway ever. In fact, everybody was coming over to our house, number one, to meet us because we were the brand new neighbors, hadn't even been there 12 hours, and they're knocking on our door. We're so sorry we have to meet you like this, but can we do something for you? I mean, the shelves at the grocery store were bare. When I'm talking bare, there was like 3 loaves of rye bread left on the shelf, and I thought, what the world is happening? And it was a horrible ice storm back in 2009. But even with that, we still got things done. We still worked through our situation. And even though you might be hunkered down in a snowstorm somewhere, an ice storm, and you're like, I don't know that I can do this, you got to understand that nothing is impossible. But you have to get out of your own head and out of your own way. Because when you know that you're supposed to do something, something amazing, like writing your story, creating a homeless shelter, serving the veterans, starting your own business, expanding your family, how can you not? Your why must become your greatest excuse not to. Think about that for a moment. Your why must become your greatest excuse not to live out your dream. And I'm telling you, if you're focused on your why, you're going to go beyond your dream. And God's going to take you there. And it's going to be an adventure. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have detours. You're going to have major construction. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be incredible. And it's going to be life-giving. But, you know, you can chicken out and take the shortcut route and call it quits. I'm just going to say it like it is. So what is it for you? In my opinion, not you, not today. Now, if you are pivoting and shifting in some form or fashion, that's not quitting, right? Sometimes you start your dream and you're like, I see I'm going this way. And then you're like, well, I'm not really sure. And then you begin to pivot and you make a shift. That's okay. You are staying in the game for what you know you're supposed to do in your heart. That's not quitting. So instead of falling into the whining of, I can't do this, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, spring forward and take aim to do what you can. Because how can you not? So let me ask you this. You and I are sitting together right now, which, you know, we are, by the way. What will break your heart if you don't do it? What's going to break your heart if you don't live out your dream? Because that's a quick way to bring everything into perspective by giving yourself permission to continue to plan, to continue to pivot, to prepare, and to continue to produce. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Your dream is alive. How can you not live it out? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, warm day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.